If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Life gets better and better as you understand the depth of your relationships. You had more demonstrative joy. You had more clapping and praising and carrying on when you were newly saved. Yes, you did. You know why? Because it was new. But now after you've been with God for 10, 15, 20 years, you realize I ain't gonna do all that. I praise him now, not because of what he's doing for me. I praise him because of who he is. Now, Jeremiah tries to tell us something here that I want to share with you briefly. In Jeremiah 29, this is what the Lord says. I have something to say to those of you that are about to be carried away from Jerusalem into Babylon. Now, what would your thought be if God said to you, you're going to go in bondage? What would your thought be? Your thought would probably be more along the line of survival. But look at God's thought. God says, build houses. Man, he calls you to prosperity. He calls you to victory. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Get married. Have children. Give your children out to be married. He says that you may have sons and daughters. He said that you may be increased and not diminished. I want you to know that verse 6 is a verse of hope. Here's what God is saying. Whenever you're going through something negative, look for the opportunity to be increased. And here's what God is saying through that mindset. He is saying that the negative is not going to last. That's the first thing. And the second thing he's saying is when you come out, you ought to be better than when you went in. If you have the mindset that says, you know what, devil, I'm in this now. Yeah, it hurts a little bit. But when I come out of this, you're going to regret the fact that you messed with me, because I'm coming out of this more successful, more prosperous, more determined than I was when I went in. And then that means the next trial that I have, I'm going to approach it differently. But I am going to begin to assess my life based upon one constant. And the constant in this particular situation, and that echoes through your life, is that God has a plan. If you notice here, he says in verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. The NIV says, I know the plans that I have toward you. I like that a little better than the King James rendition. And God is saying, I have a plan. Every time you enter into a negative situation, I have a plan. He says, these plans are thoughts of peace and not evil. That means, my brothers and sisters, that you and I should never again accuse God of taking us through bad stuff just because he's God and can do whatever he wants to do. God is taking you through a challenging situation to develop something in you that you did not know you had. God is trying to get you to look at life from his perspective and not from yours. Let me tell you how I now view life. You know, people used to crochet when I was a little boy, you know. But I remember when the ladies would crochet and they always had to tie off the crocheting underneath. Now, on the top was a beautiful pattern, but underneath you could see the knots where they were tying stuff. And, you know, you could see the work. Are you following me? Well, you're looking at the pattern of God from underneath. All you're seeing is the knots and the trouble. But God is looking at your life from the top. He's seeing the beautiful pattern that you're going to become. God is seeing the greatness that's coming out of you. So what you need to do is start looking at things from God's perspective. This light affliction, which is but for a moment. Lord have mercy. Here's what the Lord is saying to the church. Turn your affliction back into a moment. Day is as a thousand years with the Lord. So you've just been going through a little while. Get yourself together and learn to smile about the situation. Give God praise. Give God thanks. Give God the best that you have. Everybody on Christian television is professing victory. When I sometimes, you know, surf channels and I turn on TBN, they're all in there talking about how God brought them out. Every time you turn around, you are watching these people get all these blessings from God. And I began to take notice, because I deal in statistics a lot of time and I deal in psychology. And so I was noticing that the majority of those testimonies were coming from our European brothers. all the testimonies coming from us, you know, Hamites, was, oh, I just thank God for saving me. I can't wait to get to heaven. We were no longer movers and shakers. We were being shook and being moved. And so I began to ask God why. He said, because those individuals are looking at life through the narrow parameters of their personal experience rather than the fact of the word of God. God has called you to victory, not defeat, based on the moment that you're in, but the victory that comes later. Those of you that have had children can understand what I'm about to say. You see, you had that when you were pregnant. Pregnancy is a lot of work. Pregnancy makes you sick. It gives you weird cravings. Lady Lambert used to send me out to get Geno Giants at night. I mean, it was just ungodly, the stuff that she had put me through while she was carrying our daughter. But inside, every now and then, Shanina would kick and you would see the stomach kick out. That's what you got to look forward to. Amen. So sing now all you want to, but that day ain't going to be this much longer. And so you got the baby in there kicking and going through all of that. And it's just a pain in the neck. There's the emotional part of it. They don't feel good. They throwing up and they just getting on your nerves. And husbands, you know, they just get on your nerves. And you just, I'll be glad when you have this baby. But you always realize that while they're going through that moment of temporary hell, the thing that keeps them encouraged is the fact that they know it's for a definitive amount of time. They know it's only 39 weeks. They know that this thing is gonna be over and my child will be born. And when that baby comes down the birth canal and kicks into the world, all the pain, the aggravation has just been melted away. And that's what God is saying to you today, that if you trust me, I will bring you through this situation, and all that the devil threw on you will be melted by the power of my revelation of who I am. You know what God has said to me? He said, too many of my people are aborting their babies. Giving up, walking away before the baby's born. You went through all of this time with God. You fasted, you prayed, you read your Bible. You put up with hard-headed idiots in church and in the world. And now when God is about to birth something out of you, you say, Bishop, how do I know when something's being birthed? Well, how does that woman know it's time to have that baby? The pains increase. She goes into substantial labor. Lord, help me. Are you hearing me? I wish I had somebody that understands. Woo! When she gets to that place, it's coming close to the end. She says, I'm ready to go. I'm ready now to give birth. The pains hit you. When you're about to have birth, the pains hit you. Well, that's what God is saying. The trial gets harder when you're about to give birth to the anointing. The trial comes fiercer when you're about to see him in his glory. So I want to encourage you today. Those of you that are in the third trimester, and it looks like every devil out of hell has moved into your living room, I'm here to tell you that you should rejoice right now, because you're about to give birth to something great. The battle is always the hardest just before the victory. In June of 1944, the Allies knew that the only way they could win the Second World War was to attack Hitler's European fortress. And so after much planning and deliberation, they came to the realization that they had to land at Normandy Beach in France and then sweep inland towards Germany to put pressure on the Germans, who were getting pressure from the Eastern Front, from Joseph Stalin and the Russians. And so when they found out, when the Germans found out that an invasion was imminent, Field Marshal Rommel had been given the responsibility to provide the defense for the Normandy, against the Normandy invasion. And Rommel is quoted as saying that if we can hold them on the beach, then we can stop their progression. And he said that first day will be the longest day. because this is how you stop the enemy's advance. When they come on the beach, stop them. Hold them on the beach. If you can hold them on that beach, then you'll stop their entire advance. And see, that's what the enemy does. He listens to your speech. He looks for your beachheads. He tries to discover where your areas of weakness are. In short, he says, how do I shut them down? Some of you, he knows that if I can keep you unemployed, you won't praise God like you should. Some of you, he knows that if I can keep an idiot in your life that just keeps frustrating you, you won't even come to church anymore. Some of you, he knows that if a sickness hits your body, and it's not a debilitating sickness, but one that's just aggravating, he knows that you're going to give up on God. But you've got to say, devil, you're not holding me on the beach. Yeah, I've got an idiot in my life, but I've got a God in my heart. Yeah, devil, I've got a little nonsensical sickness, but by his stripes I'm healed. Yeah, devil, I may be down economically, but Philippians 4 said, my God shall supply all I need. I'm not staying here on the beach and take the assault from you. I've been born to be victorious. I don't care what your past says. You are born to be victorious. You are the righteousness of God. Start acting like it. Start talking like it. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. Give him praise.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. I want to invite you to our Holy Convocation 2015. This year, our theme is Power to Be Effective Witnesses. And so as our fellowship gathers, we're going to look at the Word of God and teach the people how to become more effective in their witnessing for Christ. How do we reach the lost so Christ can be glorified? This year, our special guest preachers will be Bishop David Evans of Bethany Baptist Church of Lindenwald, New Jersey. Our dear friend Bishop Evans comes to bring us a relevant word of God, and we're looking forward to the time we spend with him.
If I believe day and night, if I believe hot and cold, if I believe summer and winter, why do I struggle in my faith with seed time and harvest?
On Thursday night, Pastor Arlington Medley will be with us. And this man of God brings a word that both encourages us and causes us to seek God more.
God has come in my life in a certain way that's now everything to me.
And on Friday night, yours truly, Bishop Eric Lambert, will be bringing the word of God. And I'll be focusing on how to be an effective witness in these last days.
You gotta learn how to review simple things so that when big stuff comes, your faith is already taken care of.
During the week, we're going to have seminars and sessions during the daytime so that you, the people of God, can come together, hear the word of God, and receive food to grow up. This is an exciting time, and we want you to share in our holy convocation. Now, those dates are August the 12th through the 14th. And this year, by the grace of God, we'll be meeting at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Pastors, congregations, friends of this ministry, those who watch our broadcast, we invite you to come and share with us. I'll be seeing you at Holy Convocation 2015.